Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? King Jude 23. Pre-record. Can you believe it's less than almost, well, 2 weeks before season 9 of the Jude of Life podcast. Yes, sir. I am very, very excited. We're going to start on January the 14th. What's going on, everybody here? King Jude 23, you can follow me on Instagram at King Jude 23, K-I-N-G-J-U-D-H 23. Also, we are on YouTube at Empire Network, E-M-P-I-R-E-N-E-T-W-O-R-K. Again, YouTube at E-M-P-I-R-E-N-E-T-W-O-R-K. All in one word, Empire Network. And also, we're on Facebook as well at Judah Life, J-U-D-H-L-Y-F-E. Of course, you can follow us on this great platform here on Spotify at the Judah Life Podcast on the Empire Network. Yes, we are creating a brand new network, a whole new network for as far as the Judah Life Podcast radio network, and also some opening up some other possible dealings with other people as well. And I'm looking forward to that. I really am looking forward to that. 2024 is going to be a brand new year. It's going to be a year of growth, and we're going to try to change some things. I cannot guarantee, but eventually I would like to have my own Roku channel and have content creators, bring their products and bring their content onto the Roku channel, and also possibly even on Twitch. Looking to get some staff members in here, but that takes money, and we're going to be working on it. It's a whole new rebuild with my life. It's a whole new rebuild with this podcast, and I want to thank all the true subscribers. I also want to thank all the countries that have been listening to the Judah Life podcast. I have not forgot the new countries that have been tuning in lately, the UAE, and I also want to thank the new subscribers that's coming in as well, man. Thank you guys. You guys are going to continue to grow this podcast. You guys are going to continue to grow the podcast. Hopefully we can get across to Latin America, or we can get across all through Asia. We want to be worldwide. This is going to be worldwide. We're working on some new stuff. We're looking to, and also looking to get a new intro. You've been hearing me as of late, bringing in new intro music into the podcast. We want to bring fresh material to the podcast for starting on season 9, which is going to be January the 14th. So today, if you see the pre-record, you see the title already, Christmas is Evil. We're gonna break down that. But I wanted to talk about for today, and I really want to talk about this, because this has really been playing on my mind. I just watched a YouTube video of this. The brothers on the highways and byways, of the Hebrew Israelites screaming, yelling across the aisle, across yelling around the corner and stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I really want to be real with you, okay? Those brothers that are yelling and screaming on the highways and byways, those are real brothers, man. I want to get that out first and foremost before I get to what I really want to get to today, because today we're going to talk about Christmas is evil, right? I have to take you around the world and back through the middle part of the world just to get to my center point of what I'm trying to say. Christmas is evil, okay? Let's talk about that here on this Sunday morning, okay? The brothers in the highways and byways are yelling and screaming. Those are real brothers. I want everybody to understand what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Those brothers are really sincere. They have been studying the word. They have been working on themselves. Those are real good brothers. But I'm going to be honest here today, because we have different opinions about the Hebrews who are screaming. Now, Yash Karai is saying that the elders are paid off by the Ashkenazis. And I believe that. I truly do believe that the elders are getting paid by the Ashkenazis, because they keep saying to Christ. Well, first of all, if you are a true Hebrew Israelite, if you understand that the word is speaking of when he's talking about the Hebrew Israelites, you will understand that the Most High's name is not no Christ. That's the first four and foremost, okay? We have to understand that his name is Yahweh. Yahweh in Hebrew is I am who I am, okay? So let's get to that first and foremost. See, we want to sound good. We can go to these verses, go to Job 30 and 15. Let's go to Proverbs this and that, and let's go to Revelation this and that. Everybody is so quick, but yet we keep on saying the Christ, and we're not even getting the basics. Why did the Most High say in his word that his children shall know my name? Okay, let's just get with that first and foremost. Why is the Most High saying in his word and put it out there in scripture that my children shall know my name? The reason why he is saying that is because what they are putting out, the Christ and Jesus Christ and Yeshua and all this other stuff, that is those names are not my name, because there's a power in the name of Yahweh. If you notice what Kyrie Irving said, Yahweh, they took the whole Nike contract, they took everything from him. Why? Because there's a power in the name of Yahweh. But we're going to go back to the highways and byways with these Hebrew Israelite brothers. These brothers are talking real good. These brothers are real, real sincere. They are very, very sincere. But I hate to tell you this, and I'm going to keep it 100. No matter how much you speak on the highways and byways, no matter how many times you get into it with the white man or the Jewish man or the Iranian man or the Arab man or whoever you run into and you have go back and forth with the police or whatever like that. Let's just perfectly be honest. Let's just be sincere and forthcoming, okay? 90% of people, period, are going to be done away with. I'm going to say that one more time. 90% of people are going to be done away with. The Most High says there's going to be so many Gentiles that you can't even count, but there'll be so few. Why would he say that? Because he know that 90% of white people, he knows 90% of Asian people, he know that the Gentiles, 90% of Gentiles are going to be done away with. So you can yell at them all you want. You can yell and scream at them. You can go back and forth and they call the police and you call the police and you go back and he said this, he said that, he pushed you, you pushed him. All that's fine. But I'm going to be very, very forthcoming and honest here today. 90% of Gentiles are going to be done away with. 2/3 of black folks are going to be done away with. You can scream and you can yell and you can. I'm talking to the true brothers of the Hebrew Israelites of the IUCPK. I want to tell you guys this. You guys are doing your thing. You guys can go from verse to verse and you can speak and you can speak His word and you guys can bring it all together in a way that only true Hebrews can really speak and speak with power. I believe in you guys. You guys are great. The guys that are out there on the highway and byway, the guys who put in the real footwork, not the elders. The elders are already being paid off by the Ashkenazis. Okay? They already been paid off. When you hear a brother Nathaniel talking about the Christ, you already know he's been paid. Because he should know, being a Hebrew Israelite, that the Most High do not call himself no Christ. He don't call himself a God. Okay? He's Alpha and Omega. He is Yahweh. That's who he is. So for him to keep saying the Christ, you already know he's been paid off. We're not talking about the people on the higher ups. We're talking about the brothers and the sisters on the highways and byways that's putting the real footwork. You guys are sincere. But let me ask you this. Why is you at least 80% of you guys, why is 80 to 85% of you guys living shit? Come on, let's talk about that today. Why are 7 to 8 people living in one crummy ass apartment? Come on, let's talk about it. Why is 8 of you guys living in a 2-bedroom apartment and you guys share one bathroom? See, I want you to understand something here today. While your elders are getting paid by the Ashkenazis, are they ticking that down to you? See, I don't have to go on the highways and byways. I don't have to scream out, hey, this is what it is. And forget you niggas and forget you hoes and forget you bitches. I ain't gotta do all that screaming and yelling. I don't have to do all that. I get on this radio podcast right here every single Sunday, every single Monday and Wednesday and Sunday, and I speak the truth. I don't have to sit around here and scream because I'm not going back and forth with people. The truth is the truth. We can go to the word, and that's it. I'm not going to continue to be entertained by bullshit. That's just facts. I'm not. And you guys are taking, you got women in shaking their behinds and their faces, just plain disrespectful to them, spitting all in their face, all up in their face, pushing on them. Got white people all up in their face, screaming at them, pushing on them. We don't have to go through all that. See, me, I'm not going through all that. I'm going to speak my piece and I'm going to let it be. See, I have my own platform. I control this platform. I don't have to kiss nobody's ass. I got my own radio podcast, baby. I got my own network, and I say what the hell I want to say on this podcast. But I'm not gonna leave my followers. I'm not gonna leave my listeners to bullshit. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna sit up there. Well, yeah, that's right. And yeah, that's right. I'm not gonna be doing all that. No, we're gonna go into the scriptures, and we're gonna talk, and that's it. Y'all giving these Jewish people too much leeway. First of all, I'll tell any Jewish person, okay, let me tell you something right now. Since you believe that this land is really meant for you, first of all, this land was really meant for the indigenous black man, woman, and child, the original Israelites, which is the Negro man, woman, and child, which is Judah. Judah can only be Negro. Everything else is Gentile, but we'll move on because we already had went through all that. We already had discussed all that, so we're not going to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But why is DNA illegal in Israel? Yes, that's right. Why is DNA illegal in Israel? See, we're going to lead all the way to why Christmas is evil. Why is DNA testing illegal in Israel? I want you guys to understand where we're coming from here today. Why is DNA testing illegal in Israel? Because they know that their lineage do not lead to Israel. They know that the Negro man, woman, and child, the one with 7 to 8 different DNAs, the first man and woman to walk on this planet that's called Earth. First of all, this is not Earth, but we're gonna go what they're gonna give us, which is planet Earth. First of all, we the first ones to walk on this earth. We were the first ones. It wasn't no white man white man with pale skin that walked in that hot land. Come on. We were the first ones. We come from Shem. Africans come from Ham. African Americans, please stop calling yourself African Americans. You calling yourself cattle, but we'll go on later on about that. But why is DNA testing illegal in Israel? Because they know they cannot prove their lineage to Israel. They know that. They know they're stealing land. They know they're Satan's children. They know that. We're going to Revelation 2 and 9 right now and speak about them, and that's it. We ain't gonna keep arguing. Why are you guys continuing to argue with these people talking about, oh man, yeah, get in my face. Yeah, I'm punching you in your face right now. And blah, 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 blah. Man, listen, when we speak about the truth, it's the truth and that's it. We're not going to sit up here and go back and forth with you. That's just fact. We're not going to keep going back and forth. All that, well, I said, and he said, and she said. I'm telling you, y'all better really start paying attention, man. 2024 is going to be a scary year. I feel it in my bones. 2024, now listen, if you're the one third, don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid, but 2024 is going to be a very scary year. A lot of people are still not paying attention, still not getting it, still not understanding. The Most High is revealing a lot of these false prophets. But you go and listen to T.D. Jakes before you listen to me, huh? I had taken dick in his ass, but you'll listen to him over me, and I'm speaking truth. That's because 85 to 90% of people don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They like this fake lifestyle. They like, as long as they can go travel and they can go shopping and they can go to the club and they can go to the restaurant and take pictures of their food and as long as they can take a selfie and they can put on their best stuff and say, yeah, we lit, we outside. And as long as they can say all that, everything is all good until you tell them truth. And they want to reject everything. Because they don't want to know. They don't care to know. It's going to be a lot more people than the TD Jakes going to be exposed. I'm trying to tell you right now. I am saying this right now. I am saying Joel Osteen's a part of this. I am saying Creflo Dollar's a part of this. Kenneth Copeland is the one, the ringleaders of this. All these pastors are going to start falling. And why? Why are all these pastors going to start falling? Why all these pastors falling? Because the Most High said, you keep mocking me. You keep using my name in vain. No, it's not no cuss word saying fucking pussy and all. No, see, when he says you use my name in vain, you have used my name in vain for personal gain, for personal finances, for personal this. You get your own private jets and you can go to Diddy parties and do that. And you use my name and you trying to disgrace my name. I gotta come for you. So it's gonna be more than T.E. Jakes. But see, they get paid by the Ashkenazes. Why? T.E. Jakes is a smart man. Let me give the devil his due. The man is a smart man. Let's talk about that. The man's a very smart man. I hear the man speak. The man's very articulate. He knows who the Most High name is, but why would he never would tell you that? Because it's financially beneficial to keep you stupid. He gets paid to keep you dumb. He gets paid to keep you ignorant. He gets paid to keep you stupid, man. That's just facts. It's a lick for him. It's a lick for him. Every time he tell you Jesus Christ and prosperity and acceptance and love and come together and Tyler Perry laying hands on him, he's keeping you stupid. He's not telling you his real name. He's not saying Yahweh. Y'all better start paying attention, man. These people are starting to get exposed. And you know what the sad part is? Over 75% of people still not going to care. Over 75% of people still not going to care. You know why? Because as long as they can eat, as long as they can joke, as long as they can prank, as long as they can screw, as long as they can get high, as long as they can get drunk, as long as they can stay lit, as long as they can say, fuck this and fuck that and play and bullshit, everything is all good. But the moment things get real, where's FEMA? Where's the DEA? Where's President Biden? Where's Donald Trump? Where's this person? Where's that person? You see? Satan has to show you before he do anything. We are about to go to a fall. And here's the reason why I say Christmas is evil. Christmas is the holiday. It's Nimrod's birthday, first of all. That's what the gods that the white people pray to. Nimrod. That's right. Nimrod and his descendants were great hunters. Why you think white people can hunt so good? Why you think they can hunt deer and moose and they great hunters? Because their ancestry, their lineage go back to Moloch and go back to Nimrod. Christmas got started from the Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire invaded Israel and get the real Jews, which is the Negro man, woman, and child, and males, run to West Africa. We didn't come from no fucking Africa. We came from Israel. But is T.D. James going to tell you that? Whoo, come on. Let's talk today. I got time today. I got real time today. Is T.D. James going to tell you anything like that? Is T.D. James going to tell you that we originally came from Israel? That the Roman Empire chased us and we migrated to West Africa, and then that's when all the curses started? See, we didn't obey his commandments. We was in Israel. We was in Jerusalem. Everybody in Israel looked like me and you, the Negro man, woman, and child. Yes. We were the original ones. We were the ones in Israel. We were the ones that had houses in Israel. Not those big nose, wide eyed, big glasses motherfuckers that you see today. We were the ones. But is T.D. James going to tell you that? Is Crippled Dog going to tell you that? Is Kenneth Copeland going to tell you that? No, because they get paid to keep you what? Stupid. Let's talk today. They get paid to keep you stupid. They get paid to keep you stupid. They get paid to keep you stupid. Why they go out here talking about Christmas this and Christmas that and Christmas this and Christmas that? You are celebrating, and you're celebrating evil. You're praying to the gods when you Christmas trees and ornaments and all the shit all up in your damn house. Let's talk about that today. But T.J. is never going to tell you that. He will never tell you anything like that. Why? Because it's not financially beneficial to him to keep you woke, to have you waking up, to have you understanding. That's why Pastor Darby, Stephen Darby, I have nothing but respect for that brother. Rest in peace to him. He was one of the true pastors. Go look him up on YouTube. He was one of the real true pastors that really told you who the hell you are. The Most High is speaking today. How can you sit up there with a straight face? I'm talking about everybody who sit up there talking about, oh, I don't want to believe that. I don't believe that about T.E.J. How can you really sit up there with a straight face and say you don't want to believe that? The Most High is revealing these people, man. The Most High is revealing these people. They revealing them. They showing him. Cruffo Dollar, his butt cheeks is tight right now. He's nervous. Kenneth Copeland is nervous. They all in it. They all in this stuff, man. It's not just T.D. Jakes. It's all of them. But they want to tell you that tomorrow is Jesus' birthday, the Most High Son's birthday. Come on now. And again, his name is not even Jesus. Damn. Come on, man. His name is not even Jesus, and you can't even get that right, but you're going to say the Most High Son, his birthday is tomorrow, and you're really going to go with that, and that's the reason why Christmas is what? Evil. You only celebrate the High Holy Days, the Passover, which is coming up in April. Hanukkah. Those are the high holy days. They have stolen all of our heritage. They've stolen everything. And they want to give you Christmas. They want to say, oh, here's Christmas. Everybody go celebrate Christmas. Man, please. Y'all been going on somewhere with that. But we're gonna go back to the brothers and highways and byways, man. These brothers on the highways and byways, you ain't got to yell and scream, man. I'm speaking to the real ones. I ain't talking to the elders. I know you've been paid off already. I already know you've been paid off. Yeah, we're talking about this. You don't have to scream on the highways and byways. You ain't got to go to war. You ain't got to battle everybody. So this is not going to be a fight where everybody just fight. See, let me tell you something. When you see the white people and you see black people get irate and really are, that's the evil. That's the demon coming out of them, man. That demon can't hear that truth. They can't hear those scriptures. They don't want to hear those scriptures. They want to hear you could be a faggot. They want to hear you could be anything you want to be. The LGBTQ acceptance and love and cookies and candy and hugs and kisses and all that other shit. See, that's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear that Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that the reason why that the Most High said that the Negroes are true Israel. See, they don't want to hear that. You give them the truth and you let it be. You ain't got to keep going back and forth with the police. You ain't got to keep going back and forth with everybody. This is going to be a spiritual war. Man, I don't have time to argue with you. It is what it is. If you don't accept it, it is what the fuck it is, bro. I ain't got a motherfucker to argue with you. Why would I argue with you for? I'm not arguing with you. I wouldn't dare argue with you. But we keeping it real. We keeping it authentic here today. Oh yeah, we keeping it real today. Oh yeah. Because this needs to be talked. This needs to be talked about. We need to talk all this back and forth and arguing and wasting your breath. I mean, I don't have time for that. I get on this podcast and I say what I want to say, and I speak what I speak when I want to speak, and nobody got to censor me. And well, King Judah, man, you said this and you hurt somebody's feeling. I don't give a flying fuck. You're right here on Judah Live Podcast. We speaking truth, baby. I don't give a damn if you get upset. The Most High's real name is not no Jesus Christ. It is Yahweh. Now, if you don't want to accept that's up to you, baby. Whatever. But I know that no blonde hair, blue eye, white Jesus didn't come from out of nowhere when all of the land was indigenous people. Come on now. That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. First of all, Jesus is Caesar Bozier, a homosexual who had a homosexual relationship with the painter of the Jesus portrait, which is what? Leonardo da Vinci. But see, is TDJ's going to tell you that? Is Creflo Dog going to tell you that? No, because they get paid to keep you what? Stupid. This is why the church is the worst thing that ever happened to black men and black and brown people. The church has killed more black and brown people than the Ku Klux Klan, the Crips, and the Bloods put together. Put all the gangs together, put all the white supremacists gangs together, and they still can't equal the murder rate of what these churches have done to black and brown people. That's just facts. Did they give you Dr. King? Oh, nonviolent, nonviolent. Hit me with a big ass brick. Boom, man. Oh, yeah, yeah, nonviolent. Don't touch, don't hit him. Don't hit him. Yeah, yeah, we're going to love him. We're going to love on him. We're going to love on him and kiss on him and rub our feet. And that's the reason why black folks today is still so much pussy when it comes down to racial intentions. That they'll go out and motherfucking go, these gangs, they'll go out here, they'll kill each other. They'll blow each other's heads off and they're going to make a damn rap song about it. But the true enemy, they too pussy to go up against them. Woo, come on. This is all the works of Christianity. This is all the works of Dr. King. They have kept you niggas a far distance from who you truly are. Well, I don't want no troubles. I just don't want no troubles. I just don't want no troubles. Sound like a damn coon. Sound like a fucking coon. Yeah, I said it. You sound like a damn coon. I don't want no troubles. Please don't. I just don't want no problems, Massa. I hear what King Jude 23 say, and I like what he said, but I don't want no problem, Massa. And these are people from the ages of 50 and up. That's just facts. 50 and up. They don't have no fight in them, and they have no. That's why the Most High had to get rid of 2/3 of black folks, because they're not gonna fight. They're not gonna claim what's theirs. They're not gonna research what's theirs. And it's all Christianity. They sit up there and wait for a rapture. Do that even make sense? Do the Most High even say that? That I'm gonna rapture your black ass up? No. We're gonna go through famine. We're gonna go through a civil war. We're gonna go through another world war. We're going through viruses and diseases, all kinds of viruses and diseases. Man, all this stuff is still yet to come. You think COVID was it? Come on now. Let's think. Let's talk. COVID wasn't it. They are still trying to kill you through other various diseases. Now the flu is all of a sudden. Now the flu is messing people up now. And y'all still go get your damn flu shot. Like an idiot. This is why the Most High has to get rid of, because a lot of you are failing miserably. You going out here, oh, I'm going to celebrate Christmas. I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to go do that. And Christmas. Niggas are still talking about Christmas. Y'all niggas still talking about Christmas? Are y'all for real, nigga? Y'all niggas still talking about Christmas? We're about to have another world war happening. We're about to have more diseases about to come out. We're about to have more death than ever before. And you still talking about some fucking Christmas. This is why the Most High had to get rid of 2/3. I'm telling you, they have to get rid of them. They're no good. They're useless. Absolutely useless. Christmas is evil. Y'all got your, I guarantee you, majority of your family members got the tree hung up and all the ornaments and got all the presents, got Christmas music playing and this shit going on, that shit going on. They celebrating Molech. I know, I can feel it. I know some people just like, man, I just want to be free from this. I understand. I get it. Do your research. Christmas is evil, man. And Christmas is also demonic. But you got people out here still talking about that's the birth of Jesus Christ. Wow. And they're going to die thinking like that. That's the sad part. They're going to die thinking that way. Some people are actually going to die thinking like that. They are really going to die thinking, that is a really sad part, man. They're really going to walk, they are really walking around, really thinking that they're going to die thinking like that. Whew. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Anyway. So, something else I want to talk about too, right? It really kills me, and I want to talk to Gentiles for a moment, right? When I do see these brothers on highways and byways speaking, right, speaking the truth, I hear Muslims all the time. Hey, can we sit down and talk? Can we have a conversation? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I want to ask you guys this, right? Y'all represent Islam, right? Yeah, we represent Islam. Okay. So, the black Islams do things a little bit different than Arab Islam, Muslims, right? Yeah, that's true. Okay. Then you have some groups, certain countries, certain ethnicities of those Arabs. They do the Quran. They read the Quran differently from the other. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay. So I want to ask this question. And I just want to ask this question to Muslims, right? You guys don't even have a one accord on your belief. Why do you want to be in an Israelite's face? Why do you want to be in the Hebrews Israelite's face? I just want to ask that question. Why do you want to question and try to check us all the time? You guys don't even have Islam together. You got extreme Islam. Well, that don't represent us in Islam. Well, they read the Quran. They read the Quran. They believe in the Quran just like you, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, then here's the thing. He believes going to the next level. You believe to stay right where you at. So you guys not even on one accord with one another. But every time a black man, a black woman, a black child wants to talk about truth and say that we are the descendants of Israel, that we are the chosen Jews, that we are the chosen people of the Most High of Yahweh. Why is it that Gentiles, this is Muslim, this is Chinese, this is white, this is Puerto Rican, this is Dominican, y'all come in our faces, want to talk to us and check us. Why do y'all do that? And you guys don't even agree with each other. But when you see a black man, when you see a black woman, you see a black child speaking truth, all of a sudden, now you want to get mad. Now, well, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell him this. No, you're not telling me shit. The truth is the truth, sweetie. And if you get mad about it or not, that's up to you. But I'm telling you the Most High's name is Yah, Yah to him, and his son Yahweh being Yahweh. That is the truth. I ain't got to keep on arguing with you. I ain't got to keep on getting upset with you. That's why I tell these brothers on the highway to the Bible, don't sit up there and engage in that. Why engage in that? I just don't see the, I don't see the necessary, why are we going to go, I'm going to go and fight you over what I know is the truth. You've been inbred in Christianity. Your grandma told you Christianity. Your mama, your dad taught you Christianity. You have not bothered, not one time, done any kind of research, done read any kind of scriptures. You have not done not one podcast. You have not listened to one podcast of any kind of significance of righteousness. You have not really done one video of research about who the chosen Jews are. You have not done one thing, but you want to get in my face. Man, bye. See you later. You still believe his name is Jesus Christ. You are far behind. See, sometimes you have to tell people, man, who the hell they are. Well, who the hell you think you're talking to? If you put your hands on me, now I will get my mace and I'm gonna get my knife and I will defend myself. As long as you don't put your hands on me, as long as you don't get in my face, you spitting on me and all this other stuff, as long as you're not doing none of that, then you're cool. You have every right to yell your beliefs. You have every right to be pissed off at what I'm saying. But I'm going to sit up and stay on the same convoy on my platform, on my podcast, on my radio network. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to continue to do that. I don't have to sit up there and get no microphone and, yeah, that's right, and yeah, that's right, and yeah, that's right, yeah, that's right, yeah, I said that, yeah. And what did he say? And Mark 7 and 13 said, and yeah, and he said, blah, 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 yeah, and blah, 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 blah. See, the white man, the devil. Man, I ain't got to do all that. I don't have to do all that, man. I go to Revelation 2 and 9 right now. Then the Most High knows that the tribulation, he knows that the abomination that they say they are Jew, that they are not, but they are a synagogue of Satan. They are Satan's children. I can point that right out to you in 2 and 9. You read it yourself. That's it. The one that said they are Jew, that they are not. Who is he talking about? He's talking about the current one that's in Israel right now, bombing babies, bombing kids, and by the way, I believe all that is a distraction. I believe that the Hamas and Israel doing all this, they are both together. They are both bombing each other. They're working together all this. Now I don't know why they doing it, but the Most High said that I shall return when my children comes back to what, Israel? He is saying when my children return. So if that is the chosen Jews, then they are not returned. They're already there. So that means that they are the fake Jews, and the real Jews are spread of four corners of the earth. Four corners, which means that the earth is what? Flat. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. That's for conspiracy theorists. But TDJ could tell you to give him $300 and shake your tail feather and you shall be raptured up. Come on, man. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Like, seriously. But I tell you this, and this is on scripture. Matter of fact, let's do it. Let's do it, damn it. Let's do it. Revelation 2 and 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy. Let's go for one moment. Hold on. Because see, we have to. Okay, blasphemy. Okay, it's a noun, plural. The act or offense of speaking about God, but the Most High is not God. He's an entity, but we'll move on. About God or sacred things, profane talk. He detained on charges of blasphemy, screaming blasphemous. Okay. So we're gonna go right there, right? Okay. So let's go back. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty that art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them, the blasphemy. So he is saying that the Israelites who are currently occupying Israel right now, they are saying that they are the true Israel people, they are committing blasphemy under the Most High. And this is why the Jews, the people in Israel, they're going to get great death. See, they've been getting paid off the fake ass Holocaust, and they've been getting paid off the fake shit that they've been going on with the Red Sea and all this other stuff. And by the way, we're gonna be covering that on my Twitch show. We're gonna finally cover this on my Twitch show. And I've been meaning the $5 billion lie of Israel. But we're going to move on. You've been surviving off lies. You've been getting money off lies. But now the Most High is showing you, which said they are Jews, and they are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Where do Jewish people celebrate? In a what? Synagogue. They do worship where? In a synagogue. So if the Most High is saying that they are synagogues of Satan, he is saying they are Satan's children. They are the descendants from Satan. But when you go to church, when you go to TD Jakes, is he going to tell you this? No. He gonna give you Psalms and Genesis and Luke, and he gonna tell you about what Job did. And don't get me wrong, none of those books, I'm not disrespecting none of those books. The Most High put those books in there for a reason. So we will never disrespect those books. But when you have Christianity that is continuing to promote softness, continue to promote meekness, and continue to even though for Most High said for you to be meek, yes, but you should not be a pushover. And Christianity is teaching black folks to be a pushover. Christianity is teaching black folks to, when you see a white man and he confronts you to be nonviolent, that's the Willie Lynch mentality that came off Willie Lynch and went on to Martin Luther King Jr. See, all these things are telling you true, but is he going to tell you this? No, he will never tell you this because it's financial. It doesn't make financial sense for him to keep you smart. It's not financial sense for him to keep you in the wear. It's financial benefiting to keep you dumb. Come on. All you gotta do is read the word. All you gotta do is read the word. But I forgot. 85 to 90% of Americans are stupid as hell. They don't even want to read a fucking book. Come on, let's talk about these things, man. Come on, let's talk about these things. This is why Babylon is falling. This is why Israel is falling. This is the reason why all this stuff is falling. All these Hollywood people getting exposed. All this stuff is falling. Because Yahweh is going about to make a shift change. Come on, man. Yahweh is going to do a shift. Yahweh's gonna do a shift. Let me tell you that it's a shift. Let me ask y'all a question right now. Let me ask you guys a question. We got a couple more minutes on this podcast. When you was a kid growing up, Christmas Eve. This is Christmas Eve right now, December 24th, 2023. It was almost like the countdown to explosion. It's almost like a countdown to this countdown. There has never been such a low morale around this pagan ass holiday. And let me tell you the reason why. Because Satan knows his time is what? Come on. Talk about it. His time is up. See, I keep telling you guys, TJ, that's the minor leagues, man. Wait till you find out LeBron James and wait till you find out about Michael Jordan. Wait till you find out about Tom Brady. Wait till you find out about these guys. These guys involved in human trafficking. Ooh, come on. Come on. They involved in it. Everybody in Hollywood and the entertainment industry is involved in human trafficking. Every last one of them. If you're making $20, $30, $40, $50 million a film, you involved in human trafficking. See, all this stuff is going to start coming out because Satan's time is up. And see, Satan cannot wait to reveal. See, he really can't wait to reveal. But see, there's a split. Come on. It's a split between the humanoids. 90% of your politicians are reptilian. Yeah, that's not Joe Biden. That's a species. And he really want to come out. He really want to come out of that meat suit, but he can't because Satan is telling him to hold on. We're going to reveal all this to him. We're going to reveal all this to them. They're all going to be revealed one day. It's all going to come out. Yes, it's all going to come out. 90% of your politics are reptilian. Facts. What do you find out? Everything that you've been taught has been a lie. Wait till you find out everything you have been taught, everything you have learned from school all the way to church has been a fucking lie. Wait. Wait till you find out that Kobe Bryant is really isn't dead. Woo, come on. Wait till you find. Wait till we find out that Nipsey Hussle's not really dead. Woo! Come on, come on. Wait till you find out that Lil Durk sacrificed King Von. Woo! See, all these things are gonna start coming out real soon. See, only, and my mom used to say this, what's done in the dark will come into the light. There's only so much time you can hold that on. Look what Puff Daddy been doing. Puff Daddy been screwing men and raping women and pissing on women for the longest, for over 30 years, and now all of a sudden it's coming out now? Come on, man. Think about that. All this stuff is starting to come out because it's being revealed. Yeah, I know you. We want to talk about Christmas is evil. Yeah, we talk about that. Christmas is Nimrod's birthday. That's one of the gods that Caucasians pray to. So so I can just give you a little small history about it. Boom, we can move on to the next one. We can talk about other topics besides what's on the headline. When do you find that Tom Brady is involved in human trafficking? That's going to fuck a lot of people up, man. And you know what's so sad? Still 75% still won't care. You know why? Because they can still eat. They can still travel. But wait till they start saying, hey, listen, either you're going to put the chip, that chip in your brain, or you don't eat, period. See, now that's when we're going to have to start really realizing shit got real. See, shit got real. See, you really thought we were going to talk about Christmas all day long, right? We ain't going to talk about Christmas all day. See, we're going to talk about what's to come. See, I want you to understand, they're going to tell you, if you put this chip in your brain, or you can't eat, you can't go shopping, you can't buy a new car, you can't rent an apartment. You can't do shit. And you got kids that's looking up to you right now for their next meal. Do you have any dehydrated food saved up? I love this. I love talking about this. I love it. You have any canned goods saved up? Do you have any backup gas? Do you have a power generator? Do you have somewhere else to stay besides your home right now? Have you even prepared any of that? Has anybody even been thinking about any of that? Has anybody really been preparing to face a possible food crisis? Has anybody really been preparing for that? No, y'all been celebrating Christmas. Y'all going dead broke right now. You scrambling up all your money right now. You ain't got no damn food in the refrigerator. But them kids got them new PlayStation 5. Come on, man, are you kidding me today? How dare you sit up here and you buy a PlayStation 5 for $600 fucking. But you barely got food in the damn refrigerator. I want that to make sense. The math is not mathing, as these young kids will say nowadays. The math is not mathing. How the hell you don't have no backup food, no dehydrated food, no canned goods, no dry goods, no perishable foods? You don't have nothing as a spare in case anything happens. You don't have nothing, but you have a brand new PlayStation 4. Are you going to eat that motherfucker? Y'all outright stupid. If you go out here and you go broke and you scratch your head and you cry, I can't perform my kid. I can't buy him a new PlayStation 5. I can't buy him this. I can't buy him that. Man, fuck all that. Is your bills paid? Come on, man. Does your kid have something to eat? We got 5 minutes left on this podcast, on this pagan holiday. Just remember, all this is going to come to an end. All this is going to come to an end. All this celebrate, all this will be known. But it's up to you to have your ears and your eyes and your pineal glands open. See, that's the thing. A lot of us don't have our pineal glands open. We don't, man. We truly don't have our pineal glands open, man. We really don't, man. We really do not. We really don't. We really don't have it, man. A lot of us are stuck on stupid. I'm just going to keep it 100. A lot of us are stuck on stupid. Stuck on stupid. Anyway, so January 14th, season 9. Yes. I'm going to have a lot more. We're going to be on Twitch on Sundays and Wednesdays. And also, we'll be on Spotify on Friday night. So, those are going to be the times. Working on the clothing line, on a t-shirt line. That's what I'm working on right now. Judah Life Clothing. Looking to get that going, get that pumping. I got quite a few designs already. I want on the front of the shirt, and also I want. I'm looking for a slogan on the back of the shirt as well, but I will let you guys know in the near future what we're going to be doing with Judah Life Clothing. But I'm just so happy. I'm so thankful to the Most High, man. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, it's gonna be a long way. But I'm looking to rebuild some things in my life. But I thank Him, you know, for continuing to put food on the table, for continuing to continue to be Him, man. Continue to be Yahweh, man. I mean, really, you're not a millionaire, and we get that. You're not a millionaire. You know, you don't have all the millions. You don't have all the money. You don't have all of it. You're not driving in the big fancy cars. You're not driving on private jets. Let me tell you something, man. What you're about to find out from this list, you got to do a lot of things to get that happen. You got to eat a lot of dookie. You got to suck a lot of pee-pee. You got to drink a lot of piss. You got to drink blood. You got to do a lot of things to get these private jets. To get these nice cars. You got to take dick in your ass. That's just facts, man. You got to be like Soulja Boy and take dick in the ass to continue to make money. Ask yourself this. Why does Soulja Boy... This is the last question we're going to go. Why does Soulja Boy still have big stacks of money? Why do you think he still stays on the internet? Because he takes dick up in his ass. That's why. Name the last Soulja Boy song. His latest song. His latest song was like 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it? Come on. And he still got big stacks of money. Give me a break. The music industry, 15 seconds, they forgot about you. Y'all better start paying attention to what's really going on. But anyway, peace and love. Because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. We'll talk to you soon.